Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
A happy Monday. Welcome to Send It In, presented by BetMGM here on the BetQL Network. I'm your host, PJ Glasser, doing a remote show today on this Monday. Still plenty to talk about. National Championship Monday, Notre Dame, Ohio State. Cole Thompson standing by. Get his thoughts on the game coming up later tonight. We also got our championship matchup set, NFC, Commanders, Eagles, AFC, Bills, and Chiefs. We'll give our initial thoughts on both of those matchups. And then it is a Monday. We'll dive into our top 10 teams in college hoops. We had some big results, some upsets over the weekend, so we'll dive into our top 10. Also wrap up the show with our favorite plays of the day. Any questions, comments, best bets that you guys have for us in the national title game, conference championship week, college basketball, let us know. You can write it into the Twitch chat, twitch.tv/BetQL, or you can go to YouTube, search Odyssey Sports, and give out your comments there as well. If you also miss any part of the show over the next 30 minutes, you can listen to the Send It In podcast, available wherever you get your podcast, or you can watch the show on YouTube there as well. But let's get this thing running on a Monday. Glasses in session. We go to the Glasser guest line. Cole Thompson is here to join us, as he has throughout the college football season. You give him a follow on X at Mr. Cole Thompson, and does great work over at SEC Unfiltered. Well, Cole, we have made it to Championship Monday, and a matchup that probably not a lot of people thought maybe we would get at the beginning of the playoff. Ohio State, with how their regular season ended against Michigan. Notre Dame, a lot of people wondered if they could get past Georgia, then Penn State. But here we are with Ohio State and Notre Dame in the Natty. What are your thoughts, maybe some of the keys that you have for both teams in this matchup tonight?
Well, how about this? For anybody that is a purist on expanding the college football playoff, this is point number one that you get to look back on, because in years past, Ohio State and Notre Dame likely would have been left out of the four-team enigma. They may have even been left out of the eight-team postseason picture, but now they prove that they were two of the more solidified teams in college football. When I look at Ohio State, you got to be able to force feed Jeremiah Smith on the outside. You got to be able to win your one-on-one routes against Leonard Moore. He's a young up-and-coming cornerback that really wasn't expected to have a big-time role this year, but has stepped on up in place of Benjamin Morrison. If you can start getting him the ball, what eventually you're going to do is see what Texas did, where they play that triangle formation on number four, which opens up the passing attack for Carnell Tate, which opens up the passing attack for Emeka Abuka, which opens up Travion Henderson out of the backfield. And it allows you to continue to move the ball with ease through the air. This is one of those games where you can't over-simulate it and you can't over-stipulate it. You got to be the version of Ohio State that you've been whenever you've won, which is a good passing attack with a stable run game. For Notre Dame, in my opinion, you got to come out swinging. And more importantly, I think you have to set the tone by winning through the air. Everyone knows that Riley Leonard, Jeremiah Love, and this rushing attack can be very physical, especially between the trenches. They can average 5.5 yards per play. They can pick up 7. They can put themselves in a very manageable second and short or even third and short situations. But if you can start enabling and showing that you are adaptable with your offense, Riley Leonard connecting with Bo Collins, connecting with Mitchell Evans across the middle of the field for gains of 13, gains of 15, gains of 17, that gives you that secondary element that's going to make this a four-quarter battle. I really think that in this matchup, if you are Notre Dame, you're going to have to win through the air if you want to be successful, because Ohio State has the guys in the front seven. They also have the guys in the secondary. Somebody has to slip up at one point. I think it's easier to probably get a slip up in the passing attack than there will be in the run game.
Cole, do you think for people out there tonight that like Notre Dame to either cover the spread or win the game, do you think there's a chance that this could be a shootout? Like, you figure Ohio State's probably going to get their points, or do you think Notre Dame's path to victory would be much like what Michigan did or what Nebraska did or what Penn State did? Muck it up, keep it ugly, low scoring. If you like the Irish, kind of how would you see this game playing out tonight?
You're going to have to win on third down. One of the biggest things that kept Texas in the game, especially in the Cotton Bowl, was the fact that they were able to stop Ohio State on third down. You get the big interception coming out of the break. David Benda gets a stop on Quinshon Judkins. And if you go back and you watch that Michigan game, they want to be a physical front. They want to kind of invoke their own power. And they kind of went away from their own game plan that really had benefited them all year outside of the Oregon game, where really they only didn't get the win because they ran out of time. But if you can force this Ohio State team to live in third and long or put itself on a third and short where they try to run it with a Travion Henderson or a Quinshon Judkins, you get the ball back, you control the tempo, that will give you an opportunity. This has got to be a trench warfare game. I've never once before thought that Ohio State and Notre Dame would win through the air. Ohio State can, but for me, Notre Dame has to be able to take away the passing attack and force Travion Henderson and Quinshon Judkins to be the 1-2 combination that is only going to continue to pound the rock. And then it's got to be a fist fight. Honestly, when you think about it, Midwest football, it's the middle of the winter, -2 degrees out in Columbus, -5 degrees out in South Bend, Indiana. These are the type of matchups to when you say big bully football, you got to win with the front men up front. And that's what you're going to get, I think, tonight when it comes to Tyreek Williams, when it comes to what this defensive line in Notre Dame can be. Al Golden has done a phenomenal job replacing the power with the finesse in place of Riley Mills, who got injured in the first round of the college football playoff. You're going to have to win with stopping the run. You're going to have to win with forcing a lot of three and outs. You're going to have to win with stopping third down. If Notre Dame can do that, I think that this can be a four-quarter battle.
Player on Ohio State that you would target tonight, right? There's so many weapons. I mean, the receivers with Jeremiah Smith, Carnell Tate, Amika Bukum, the two NFL running backs that they have with Junkins and Henderson. If there was a guy that you think has the best matchup, going to have the biggest game tonight for the Buckeyes, who would you target?
I'm going to go with Emeka Ebuka. This is your veteran. This is the guy that came back to school. This is the guy that thought that he was ready to go to the NFL but wanted to end his career with the Buckeyes on a high note. So he would forego the NFL draft, came back, and has been the number two. Let him be the number one tonight. He can win in the slot. The one thing that you're going to have to realize is he will have matchups with Xavier Watts, who was the Benarjik Award winner in 2023. But that is a mismatch when it comes to speed and agility. So I feel like that in this game, if you can get the ball in number two's hands, be the number one enforcer, he's going to be a chain mover, PJ. He's going to be able to put yourself in manageable situations that'll open up the playbook for Chip Kelly. Kelly wants to get creative. He wants to start realizing, hey, I'm as good as a coordinator as anybody else out there. People want to go ahead and say that I muffed the job at Oregon, muffed the job at UCLA. Watch what I can do when you give me an opportunity to work in my system. That's getting the ball set up on second and manageable, third and manageable. You do that by connecting across the middle of the field. I think this is the Emeka Ebuka game. We already saw the Carnell Tate game last week. We already saw the Jeremiah Smith game. We see consistency from number two. Let him be the number one in his final college game before he goes pro.
I'm totally with you. I think this is going to be a big Ebuka game tonight as well. What about Notre Dame? We know Riley Leonard, if they want any shot, he's probably going to have to play the game of his life. Outside of him, Cole, one player on the Irish you think has to step up for them tonight?
I'll go with two. Jeremiah Love, he's going to be at full capacity for the first time really since the start of the college football playoff. We all remember that 97-yard run against Indiana. Literally that game alone, I mean, that play alone could have called waving the white flag in Bloomington. And now he's fully healthy. So you got a guy that's averaging over 8 yards a carry this past season for Notre Dame. But I also think that you got to realize Bo Collins, the transfer wide receiver from Clemson, he has been the go-to guy on multiple occasions for Riley Leonard inside the red zone. If you're able to set up the run, whether it be with Leonard, whether it be with Jeremiah Love, Collins has got to find a crease. He has got to be able to work his way into the intermediate part of the field, get quickly open, and then bulldoze with that 6'2" frame forward against Ohio State to be able to push it in for 6 points. I think that those are the two names that are going to have a massive role. Mitchell Evans as well. We want to see tight end play be efficient. Sometimes the best security blanket for any young quarterback is a tight end, or any veteran quarterback is a tight end. Let 88 kind of boot scoot and boogie like Brixton Dunn in for 6 points.
All right, Cole. Ohio State favored by 8.5. Total 45.5 in the game. Who wins the national championship? More importantly, who covers the spread?
Notre Dame, I have been probably shafting all year since that NIU loss. I have been on this program. I've been on every program saying you don't belong in the college football playoff when you lose to a middle of the pack MAC team. But they proved me wrong. They beat up on Indiana. They played with fire around their mindset throughout the rest of the regular season. They beat Georgia. They beat Penn State. They didn't have too many self-inflicting wounds outside the one red zone turnover. And so this is a team that has a foundation in place. And regardless of the rumors that you hear about a guy like Marcus Freeman going pro, it's Notre Dame. There's very few jobs in college football, in sports in general, that are better than working for the Golden Domers. But Ohio State has been the best team in college football when they play their version, when they play their brand, when they play their Buckeye mentality. That's going to show up tonight. Will Howard's going to go off. I think Emeka Buka's going to go off. Jeremiah Smith's going to show the world why he's only getting started. Caleb Downs is going to have a phenomenal play. And all these players that were invested into coming back and ending their tenure in Columbus on a high note, they don't only go out as national champions. They go out as a double-digit point victory. I got Ohio State winning. I got Ohio State covering. Give me 31-17 final score. I think the Buckeyes clinch their spot as the top of the college football landscape, but yet still can't beat Michigan for some reason.
Still can't beat Michigan. And won't that be something? Ryan Day probably gets an extension, wins the Natty, but still can't beat Michigan. That'll be something for sure. Cole Thompson, give him a follow on X at Mr. Cole Thompson, host of SEC Unfiltered, does great work over there. Cole, as always, my friend, appreciate the time throughout the season. Great insight. Enjoy the Natty tonight, and we will catch up again soon.
Take care, guys. See you in 2025.
Yes, sir. Looking forward to it. Cole Thompson joining us on Send It In to talk about the national championship game. Now, my final thoughts for the Natty tonight. We've been talking about this game for a while. Ohio State favored by 8.5. The total in the game, 45.5. You like the Buckeyes tonight, -400 on the money line. Notre Dame is +310. I like Ohio State in the game, -8.5. And you guys know, if you've been listening to the show, I've liked Notre Dame the entire playoff. I thought they would make it to the national title game. So for me, not really too much of a surprise that they are here. I thought if they played Texas, they would have a chance to win that game. Going up against Ohio State, though, I just think it's too much of a mismatch. Not only is it a mismatch personnel-wise, but also schematically. Notre Dame on defense wants to play man-to-man. That's who they are. That's what they're going to do, and they're not going to change for anybody. Against Ohio State, it's probably the worst matchup. It's probably the worst team to go man-to-man against because of all the weapons that they have at receiver, right? Jeremiah Smith, Emeka Buka, Carnell Tate. And then if you focus on the receivers and try and take away the pass, they can hit you with the run game as well. Keep in mind, Penn State was able to dominate the line of scrimmage early on in that game with the run. Ohio State might be able to have that same success as well. So I just think it's a bad matchup defensively for Notre Dame. The fact that they're a team that wants to play man going up against Ohio State. And look, Ohio State, I thought that Texas was going to be the game where they would struggle, and they did. But I think this is the game where they start to get rolling again. Like Cole said, they've been the best team all year when they play their A game. We have certainly seen their A game against Tennessee and Oregon. I think we're going to see it today against Notre Dame as well. So I like Ohio State, -8.5 in the game. As I have been saying, though, for all of you out there that like Notre Dame in the game, if you like the Irish, I think you have to correlate it with the under. So if you want to bet 8.5, I would bet under 45.5 as well. I think Notre Dame is going to have a really tough time scoring in this game. They're a run-first team. They want to run their quarterback. And against Ohio State's front seven, it's just going to be really difficult. Now, we did see them make some plays in the second half against Penn State through the air, and certainly they can try and build off that. Against this Ohio State secondary, though, that's going to be tough. That's something that's kind of gotten lost throughout this playoff run. So much talk about Ohio State's offense, but their defense has also been really, really good. So I think it's going to be tough for Notre Dame to score tonight. Their path to victory is like the Michigan game against Ohio State or Nebraska or Penn State. Those games were 21-17, 20-13, 13-10. That's how they're going to have to keep it close with Ohio State. They got to muck it up and keep it ugly. If we are watching this game in the fourth quarter, it's like 17-10, Notre Dame's got a shot. They're playing the kind of game that they want to play. So if you like the Irish, I think you got to bet the under. As for some props that I'm looking at, I totally agree with Cole. I think this is a Mika Ibuka game. Plus 145 anytime touchdown at BetMGM. He's the veteran. He's the senior. This is why he came back to playing games like this to win a national championship. So much of the attention is going to go to Jeremiah Smith, the running back, especially in the red zone. Ibuka's the guy. I like his price at plus 145. I also like his over receiving yards at 59.5. And then give me Will Howard, over 245.5 receiving yards as well. We did see Gunnar Stockton. He was able to hit Notre Dame for some explosive plays. We saw Tyler Warren down the field hit Notre Dame for some explosive plays. Again, you got a freshman and a sophomore corner for the Irish that are going to be in man coverage going up against these receivers. I think Ohio State is going to be able to break off some big plays. So Will Howard over passing yards, 245.5, I think is a good look as well. Those are probably my three favorite props. Ibuka over receiving yards anytime touchdown, and Will Howard over passing yards as well. So that's what we're rolling with tonight in the Natty. As for the NFL, we got the conference championship matchup set in the NFC, Commanders, Eagles, Philadelphia, favored by 5.5. The total in the game is 48. Now, initial thoughts, I think a lot of people are going to like Washington, right? I mean, we've only had one team in the NFL postseason that's went on the road, and that's been the Commanders, and they've done it twice. They obviously had the big upset over Detroit. Here's a couple of reasons, though, why I really like Philadelphia in the game, and I think something that isn't getting talked about enough and really has been a big advantage for Washington early on in their first two playoff games. For one, the weather for Washington, right? They played their first game in Tampa, and then they played in Ford Field in the Dome, so they didn't have to deal with any weather. I think that's a big advantage. For a kid who played his college ball at Arizona State and LSU and really hasn't had to deal with the elements so far in the postseason, I think that's huge for Jaden. I also think the fact that he's played against two teams with defenses that really aren't that great or banged up like Detroit's was, and two teams that haven't seen him this year. Detroit didn't play Washington in the regular season, and Tampa played Jaden all the way back in week one. You can't really count on that when you're playing a team again in the postseason. Now he's going up against Philly, a team that's already seen him two times, and he's got to play outdoors in cold weather. How does Jaden react to those situations? I think those are two big components of this game. Philadelphia, obviously the Rams offense was able to move the ball on them. They were able to do some things. When Washington played against Philly later on in the regular season, they were able to move the ball and score. I think the Philly defense, much like we saw Buffalo's defense yesterday, they heard all the talk about Derrick Henry running all over them in week four. They were up for the challenge yesterday. I think Philly's defense is going to be up to the challenge going up against Jaden Daniels as well. So I like Washington team total under in this game. I'm leaning towards taking the 5.5 too with Philly. I think Jaden playing a team that has familiarity, that has seen him already two times, and the fact he finally has to play a game outdoors in cold weather, I think that's going to be a big factor in this NFC Championship game. A couple of props that I already bet in this game that I like the current numbers. Brian Robinson over 36.5 rushing yards. Now, Philly, as we know, does have a good defense. They have a good front four led by Jalen Carter, but Washington cannot be one-dimensional in this game. They have to stay balanced with their running attack, so I think they look to involve B-Rob and try and run the ball. And the Rams did have some success running the ball against Philadelphia. I think Washington will look to do the same thing. And then Saquon Barkley over 11.5 receiving yards. I really like this one. Jalen Hurts, as we know, is banged up. He suffered a leg injury against the Rams. He's going to play this week, but he's not as mobile as he wants to be, and he's probably not going to be able to air the ball out as much as he wants to. We've seen Philly really has struggled to kind of have an aerial attack so far in the playoffs. So give it to Saquon as many ways as he can. Run the ball with him, throw screen passes to him, throw little out passes to him in the flat, whatever it may be, check downs. I think over 11.5 receiving yards for Saquon is way too low, especially considering Jalen Hurts' health heading into this game. So I like those props. As for Bills and Chiefs, Kansas City favored by 1.5. The total in this game is 48.5. I like Kansas City in the game. To me, these are two extremely even teams, right? You got two great quarterbacks, two teams that know each other very well, two teams that don't turn the ball over. The big difference for me is Kansas City is at home, and I really think that's what makes the biggest difference in this game. The margin of error that these teams know that they have to have going into a game when they play the Chiefs is essentially none. You can't make any mistakes. You can't have any costly turnovers, obviously, any costly penalties, and you have to capitalize on the few mistakes that Kansas City does make. And Buffalo obviously trying to get over the hump and get back to the Super Bowl, finally beat the Chiefs. It just feels like their margin for error is so slim in this game. So I do like Kansas City on the money line. I'll be rooting for the Bills as a fan, hoping they break through and get to the Super Bowl, but it's Kansas City or nothing for me in that game. I do like the Bills team total over 23.5 in the game, though. Buffalo's been scoring on everybody. They've scored 24 points or more in their last 12 games, including the postseason. I kind of like the over in the game as well. A lot has been made this season that Kansas City has not scored 30 or more points in any games this season. But when these two teams tend to match up, especially in the playoffs, they tend to be higher scoring games. So I kind of like the over in the game as well. Couple of props that I would look at: Pat Mahomes over 24.5 rushing yards. He only completed one pass to a wide receiver against the Texans. It was all Kelce and Xavier Worthy. That's it. They don't have really much of a running game either. So Mahomes is going to have to scramble around and make plays like he does so well and run a little bit. I think 24.5 is too low, so I like his over rushing yards in the game. I also would look at Keon Coleman over 19.5 receiving yards as well. Bills really didn't have that many receivers step up yesterday and make plays either. It was Shakir. You kind of had Curtis Samuel make a catch. It was mostly James Cook and then Josh Allen in the red zone on the ground for Buffalo. But Keon Coleman, I think, could be a big factor in this game, so I like his over receiving yards at 19.5 as well. All right, a promo from our friends at BetMGM. A touchdown is always 6 points, but the longest one could mean you get $250,000 in bonus bets. Wager on any player to score during a game. If your pick has the longest touchdown of the week, you'll win big time bonus bets on top of your wager. How does it work? You opt in for the longest touchdown jackpot promotion. You place a $10 anytime touchdown wager up to one eligible bet per game. If your player scores the longest touchdown of the week, you'll win a share of $250,000 in bonus bets. All right, time for some college hoops now. Before we get there, our guy B-Mills question in the chat. PJ, I know this is a little early. How can you not like Saquon longest rush over 20.5 yards next week? Got it at minus 120. I like that a lot, B-Mills. Like you said, how can you not like that? You know the Eagles are probably going to give him the ball 25 to 30 times a game, and Saquon's just way too good for you to shut him down all those carries, right? We saw it yesterday with Derrick Henry in Buffalo. For a majority of the game, they shut down Derrick, but there was like one or two carries where he broke one and he almost broke one big. We obviously saw Saquon yesterday break two big ones against the Rams, so I think that's a great bet, B-Mills. They're certainly going to feed Saquon a ton in that NFC Championship game, and over 20.5, I like that play a lot, so I think that's a good bet. We'll definitely tail you on that one. As for college basketball for me, top 10 teams in the country. We're going to start with Duke right now, plus 500. Folks, Duke's the best team in the country. I mean, according to KenPom, they're second in defense and third in offense. They just continue to get better and better. And with all the freshmen that they have, they're only going to get better as the season goes on. Duke is the clear front runner. They're plus 500. Bet MGM to win the national title. You also got Auburn at plus 500 to win the national title as well. Look, without Chennai Broome, Auburn so far 2-0. Their defenses look really good. They've had guys step up late in crunch time and come away with some big shots and make some big plays. So without Janai Broome, this actually might help Auburn once they get to the tournament, because guys are getting more confident, they're stepping up, and then when Broome comes back into the mix, they might be a better team for that. Next up, I'll go Iowa State 13-1 to win the national title. Cyclones had a big win over Kansas middle of the week, and then they suffered a loss at West Virginia. Iowa State's still really good. Great defensive team, and their offense has been a lot better than a lot of us thought they would coming into the season. Curtis Jones is having an awesome year for the Cyclones. They're a really good team. There's just something about Iowa State that I can't get there yet for them to win the national championship. They're certainly one of the few teams that can, but I don't know if I can wager on them to win it. Certainly love Duke and Auburn more than Iowa State. Then we got Florida at 14-1 to win the national title. You guys know I really like this Gators team. I love their guards. I love their big men. They're a good defensive team this year, and they can score with anybody. Florida's one of those high variance teams, I think, when we get to March. They could lose into the first weekend, or they can play in the national championship game. That's kind of where they are right now. They're a team that can play in a shootout with anybody. They played Missouri middle of the week and lost outright because Missouri went crazy from three-point range. That's kind of what Florida's susceptible to. If they play against a team or a lower seed that gets hot from three, Gators could be in trouble. But for right now, my number four team. I'll put Bama at number five. Big win over the weekend for the Tide against Kentucky. We know Bama can score. It's all about defense for them. If they don't get better on the defensive side of the floor, they're not going to beat anyone. And matchups are so important in college basketball. As we get closer and closer to March, you'll hear me talk about that all the time. I don't think there's a team where matchups matter more than Bama. They need good matchups for them. They had the draw fall the right way for them last year when they made the Final Four. If they go up against defensive-minded teams that force them into turnovers like Ole Miss did when they played on Tuesday, like San Diego State did in the tournament a couple years ago, those are the teams that they always struggle with. Next up is Houston, also a very good defensive team, but it just feels like Houston's kind of a worse version of what they've been the last couple years. Great on defense, but not an elite scoring guard that can go and get you a bucket. So I'm not in on Houston this year. They're not going to be priced where I want to get involved on them, and I would pass on the Cougars. Tennessee's another team that I would pass on as well. It's 16-1. Vols are good on defense like they always are, but offensively won't be able to trust them when it matters most. Next up's going to be Illinois. The Illini are an interesting team because they have one of, if not the best point guard in the country in Kasperis Jakučiūnas for the Illini. Really didn't play against Michigan State because he was in foul trouble, but he's really, really good. Illini can score, and they're also a really good defensive team, so I like Illinois a lot. Kansas, good defensive team, not enough scoring for me. Their best scoring option is Zeke Mayo, who came over from South Dakota State as the Summit Player of the Year. They got size, they got athleticism, but they don't have enough guards that can get them buckets. And I think ultimately that's going to be what is Kansas's downfall. And then finally, Michigan is my number 10 team. Wolverines are 40-1 to win the national title. Dusty May's their head coach. He took FAU to the Final Four a couple years ago. And this Michigan team kind of reminds me of that FAU team. They're really solid on both ends of the floor. They have size, they can shoot, defend. Really good team. I'll put them at number 10, 40-1 to win the national title. So that's our top 10 in college hoops. Duke, Auburn, Iowa State, Florida, Bama, Houston, Tennessee, Illinois, Kansas, and Michigan. All right, let's go to Model Making Money. And today we're checking in with our guy, Shawnee Sharp, with the Shawnee Sharp Sports Bet Minute, his Irish playing in the national championship game tonight. Shawnee Sharp, give me your thoughts on the Natty tonight and also your initial thoughts on what you think of championship weekend coming up in the NFL.
Yeah, Peach, just for starters, I'm extremely nervous. I've woke up this morning, I was just staring at the ceiling because I'm like, this is very stressful. I'm not used to this being a Bears fan or a White Sox fan. But for the Natty tonight, Peach, I actually think this is a bet your opinion type of a game. I think if you like Ohio State, I think that does correlate to the over. I think there's different ways for Ohio State to win this game, but I think mainly for Notre Dame, there's really only one way for them to win this game, and that's with the under. If you want to parlay that with maybe a Will Howard interception, I think Will Howard has to make mistakes, and Notre Dame has to, the number one defense in the country in turnovers, so they have to make Will Howard throw some picks, get uncomfortable in the pocket, things like that. Another way to look at this game, Ohio State's scored a touchdown in every opening drive so far in the playoffs. So Ohio State's -3 in the first quarter. So if you think that trend stays going, -3 I think is a very easy bet right there because Notre Dame, as we know, is more methodical and more longer drives and they like to run the ball. I have Notre Dame at 10-1 to win the national championship. I'm not going to hedge, so I'm just going to keep that rolling and keep that as a money line bet for me because I'd feel terrible for some reason if Notre Dame won. But I really do like Riley Leonard over passing yards and maybe parlay that if you can with an interception because I think Ohio State's defense is going to make them make him throw the ball, and I think he's going to throw in a pick. And then really quick, commies and Eagles. I like the Eagles -5.5. I think the Cinderella story comes to an end. No one's talked about how bad the Lions defense is against rushing quarterbacks, going back to Justin Fields, so no duh that Jane Daniels did well. And then Chiefs Bills, I'm a hater, so Bills money line.
All right, very good. A lot of good stuff there from Shawnee Sharp. Good luck to your Irish tonight. Hopefully they come through. It's going to be a fun one against Ohio State. All right, we're wrapping up the show now. PJ's plays here on Send It In. My prop lock of the day, folks, is going to be Amika Buka over 59.5 receiving yards tonight for Ohio State. I just got a feeling this is his game. Cole said it best, I think. Jeremiah Smith had the game against Oregon. Texas, it was Carnell Tate. Tonight, I think, is Amika Buka. He's the guy I'm looking at. I like over 59.5 receiving yards for Amika. I also like Georgetown tonight, +8.5 against Villanova. I think this is way too many points. Villanova has one of the worst defenses in Power Four college basketball. Good offense, but not good on defense. Georgetown with Ed Cooley continues to improve, play better and better. I think this is too many points. Kind of think Georgetown's a live dog tonight as well. So I like the Hoyas, +8.5. And then my best bet going to be Ohio State, -8.5 against Notre Dame. Again, if you like Notre Dame, bet the under. If you like Ohio State, I think it gets a little trickier with the total, but I think Ohio State's offense is going to be too much. I think Notre Dame wanting to play man on defense is just bad news going up against this Ohio State offense. Should be a good one tonight. I'm rolling with Ohio State, -8.5. So once again, Buckeyes are my best bet. Amika Buka is my prop lock, over 59.5 receiving yards. And then Georgetown, +8.5 is going to be my dog of the day against Villanova. Thanks again to Cole Thompson for joining us on the show today. Appreciate you guys tuning in. Enjoy the natty tonight. We will see you tomorrow.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.